Help and advice on quitting smoking this March. As most people know, bad habits are difficult to break, and one of the worst is smoking. Quitting cigarettes is one of the best things smokers will ever do. The annual No Smoking Day falls on the second Wednesday in March every year. So let's just think about why giving up smoking is a good idea. What does smoking do to a body? Well, smokers will look better as more oxygen will be getting to their skin, making it brighter, and teeth will no longer be getting stained with tar. Reduce risks of smoking-related diseases. Longer-term risks of cancer, lung disease, heart disease, and strokes will be significantly reduced, and after 1 year, the risk of heart attack halves compared to a smoker's. After 10 years, the risk of death from lung cancer falls to half that of a smoker. And after 15 years, risk of heart attack falls to the same as someone who has never smoked. Better physical health. Every time you smoke a cigarette, your body is flooded with thousands of chemicals, many of which are poisonous. The day you stop, your body starts clearing itself of all those nasty toxins and the repair process begins. Smokers notice some benefits within days or weeks. Senses of taste and smell improve. They'll start to breathe more easily and they'll have more energy. Other benefits will follow, including better blood circulation, which will make physical activity easier, and improved lung function, leading to reductions in any cough, wheezing, or other breathing problems. So how do smokers quit smoking? Well, many people try to quit smoking with willpower alone, but it's much easier to go smoke-free with the right help. And there are lots of support options available. Experts suggest they try a combination that works for them, and here are some of them. Vaping. The NHS website says there's some confusion and misleading information about vaping, which can make it difficult to work out what's true or not. Nicotine vaping is substantially less harmful than smoking. It's also one of the most effective tools for quitting smoking. Vaping is not recommended for non-smokers and young people because it is not completely harmless. The routines and rituals of smoking can be hard to stop, so vaping can help you gradually let go of these while immediately reducing the health risks of smoking cigarettes. Stop smoking aids. Stop smoking treatments really help with managing nicotine cravings and other tobacco withdrawal symptoms. They also boost your chances of successfully quitting, especially if you get expert support from your local stop smoking service. If you have tried to stop smoking using aids before, it's worth trying again because you may need to try a few to find what's right for you. Find your local stop smoking service. There's a free local stop smoking service near you. With their professional help, you're three times as likely to quit for good. Always contact the individual service before attending to check you are eligible for its help. Most smokers say they want to quit, and latest statistics show more than a third of smokers, 36.6%, have tried to quit in the last 12 months. Emeritus Professor Behaviour Scientist at UCL, Professor Robert West, said, "What is really interesting is just how much of an impact self-efficacy, that sense of self-belief and confidence, has on quitting success. That confidence is something we can really help to influence. It really does show the power of the mind. Self-belief, when combined with other quitting aids such as vapes or NRT, effectively equip people in giving up. What people considering quitting should also bear in mind is that even if you tried to quit before and not managed it, that doesn't mean it won't work this time. You will have learnt something from your previous attempts. Think of each quit attempt as a stepping stone to becoming smoke-free for life."